Hi, and thanks for listening to the Andrew Anderson Show. Today we're going to talk Shin Ultraman, My Hero Academia, and whatever else is on my mind today. So sit back, buckle up, and enjoy. Here's the intro.
You're listening to the Andrew Anderson Show. Movies, comics, music, and all things nerdy.
So this past week, I went and saw Shin Ultraman, and I really enjoyed the movie. Like, I can't explain how much I enjoyed this movie. It is so fun. And I love, as being part Japanese, you know, it's hard for me to get Japanese cinema over here, especially going to the theater to enjoy a Japanese film. And I really, when I get the chance to, I will go watch a Japanese movie in the film, just in the cinema, just because I want to support the cinema over there. They have great movies that, you know, unfortunately don't get a wider audience like the Hollywood movies. You know, and Shin Ultraman was pretty fantastic. The very first half of it felt very much like a B minus C plus sci-fi movie from the 60s and 70s. They capture the heart of the charm of the original in the opening, while modernizing it a bit. And then the second half felt very much like an Ant-Man movie, which was fantastic. Now, I don't have a lot to go off on Ultraman. I never really enjoyed the... I never got the chance to watch a lot of Ultraman or a lot of Japanese stuff growing up. It just wasn't as accessible as it is today. And that's kind of the hard thing, is that's why I feel like these things should be accessible. And overall, it was great. You know, it felt like a movie. Like, when you think of foreign films, sometimes you don't think of them having the same quality, but they do. And Shin Ultraman was a very fun, like, you know me, I love me a superhero movie. I love me giant monster movies. So I will go see them. And this was just excuse to get out of the house. You know, I've been busy with work, and that's why there hasn't been a new episode in like almost 2 years. Like, you know, we had a pandemic going on. I had a lot of health reasons and stuff. And I felt like Shin Ultraman was the perfect way for me to get out. So the cinematography was great. They used different camera angles than what you would see typically in an American movie. You know, it was cheesy. The whole thing was cheesy, and I just love cheesy movies. Is this for you? If you don't like reading subtitles, if you're not into the giant monsters, like, going to a movie theater to see a Japanese movie is a niche market to begin with. But even so, more going to see a giant monster movie. Now, it was sold out when I went, but, you know, it was in a small theater, and, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. But, yeah, Shin Ultraman, if you like Japanese movies, if you like stuff like that, I think you would really enjoy Shin Ultraman. So I give it about a 3 out of 5. It was very enjoyable. I would have enjoyed it more if it had been dubbed instead of subbed. I like dubbed, even if the lips don't match, because I can't pay attention to the screen and read the subtitles at the same time. Now that we got Shin Ultraman out of the way, let's talk about My Hero Academia. For years, I have avoided the show because I was like, well, that sounds stupid. And every picture I ever saw of it was a bunch of kids in school uniforms and stuff like that. Never saw they were superpowers. So it blew my mind when they had superpowers. And I read more about it, and it was like... yeah, there are a bunch of superhero students, and the guy who wrote it loves American comics. So it's a very much American comic inspired. And, you know, I don't watch a lot of anime. I don't like a lot of anime. I'm a terrible Japanese person in that sense. You know, I like Digimon and Robotech, Speed Racer, and other stuff. And, you know, I put together the Gundam kits, but I've never seen a Gundam, you know. A series of the, I've watched maybe half an episode with my buddy Sean, but, you know, My Hero Academia is really good. You know, it unfolds, and then it gets to season 6, and it just becomes like Avengers Endgame on steroids, Infinity War on steroids. It's massive on a scale that, like, you know, it feels like that big event comic that, you know, that you're used to, and you have to build up a relationship. So I recommend watching it. But what amazes me is, like, the whole society and relationships and the questions that it poses about what hero society would be like. And once it's established, that sort of thing, like, we don't come in like superpowers just appeared. They've been on Earth for like four generations now. And it's just amazing. Hands down, such a great, great show. And I think you guys will like it. Hopefully we'll get some longer episodes here, but where we talk about other things and stuff like that. But for the moment now, you're just going to hear me give my thoughts and reviews on certain things. I really enjoyed it. Maybe I'll do something where I go through and I watch one movie at a time or something like that. I need to get Trey back on here. Trey, or, you know, my friend Todd, or somebody on here with me, so that we can just talk back and forth about the stuff we love.
You're listening to The Andrew Anderson Show. Movies, comics, music, and all things nerdy.
So U2 has a new album coming out, and it's Songs for Surrender. And if you know me, I'm a huge U2 fan. I haven't read the book yet upon a release, but it's on my list. It's coming. I did finish Dune, but talk about that later. But yeah, you know, it's coming out. I haven't decided if I'm gonna buy the deluxe edition or just the standard version on vinyl. I'll probably end up getting the deluxe edition. But they're just all new renditions of classic U2 songs, and I haven't quite decided how I feel about that yet. Like, do we really need a renditions like that? Do we really need that? Or are they good? Should they call it a new album? To me, it would be a compilation album, but they're brand new takes on the songs. They're not re-recording. They're not just re-recordings of the song. So they're not playing the song over like how they did it. They rearranged the music too. The first single, Pride in the Name of Love, very acoustic. It's all acoustic, which I think I can get behind. I really like the Jack White Entering Heaven Alive album. It's all acoustic. It's such a great sort of album. But I just don't know. I just don't know if I can justify buying songs again that I already own. But I am a completionist, and U2 is one of the ones that I do have to have a complete set of. Or as complete of a set as I can get. And I do enjoy listening. You know what? It would be a good, like, Sunday afternoon record. Like, I'm just chilling there and stuff like that. You know, we'll see if Jess will just sit there and just chill with the record with me. But I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, you want to be able to enjoy the music, and I just don't know if Bono and the gang this time have done it. Like, the last three albums all sound the same to me. Like, there's like one or two songs on there that are different, and they do have some standout songs on there that I do like, but to me it felt like they were playing it safe. And I think it's time for them to grow and evolve again, like they always have. And it's time for a new type of record. Like, I don't want three of the same albums, you know. I want songs that sound familiar yet are new, like in new directions. Like when they went from the Joshua Tree into Octung Baby, and from Octung Baby into All That You Can't Leave Behind. There's just, like, it felt like they were playing it safe pop hits, and I'm not sure if I like that. And speaking of Jack White, you know, I've really enjoyed those last two albums. They were very night and day. Fear the Dawn and Entering Heaven Alive. Lots of great songs in both. Like, it is amazing what he did with that. And in quarantine. And the concert was amazing. Tris and I went And it was just fantastic. I had such a great night. I love that he released it for download, that you could listen to the live show that you had gone to, that he gave out a free copy of it. Well, mine was free. I think I had a credit on Nugs, but still, like, the fact that you could get the show and the poster and all that stuff from the show, and it's all unique. It's all in the moment. I really enjoyed that. Like, it's fantastic. I'm a huge Jack White fanboy. I finally got his autograph. So that was the big thing that I was after. Huge autograph collector. But he's doing some good things. I might pick up the White Stripes, you know, the 20th anniversary of Elephant. That's such a great album. But I haven't decided yet. It's kind of expensive. And, you know, I'm getting married soon and I have to run things by the wife, you know. So we'll see. We will just see. We're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors here. And we'll come back from that and we'll talk about movies that I kind of am looking forward to seeing.
The Andrew Anderson Show.
Welcome back. Thanks to our sponsors, you know, who sponsor the show. Do appreciate it. We're also listener supported, so if you feel like giving something away, you can go to anchor.fm, search The Andrew Anderson Show, and do a donation that way. So I do appreciate that. I promise you, we will eventually get more people on the show as I figure out more things to talk about and stuff. But let's talk about right now. Movies in 2023 that I am kind of excited about. So these are movies that I may or may not see. And by the way, I do have a Cinemark club membership. That is, I no longer work in the movie theater, so I no longer get movies for free. So I think the Cinemark club membership is a great thing. $10 a month, one ticket, 20% off concessions. I love me some Coke Zero. So movies that I'm kind of excited about this year. Oppenheimer. He did Christopher Nolan. What else is there to say? He's a Chris Nolan fanboy. The one thing I don't like about Chris is he's like, oh, I'm smarter than everybody else. And I have to know what in some of his movies I don't understand, but they are fantastic. The links that he goes through to do stuff. He even recreated an atomic bomb for the movie. Like, he set off an atomic bomb. Like, what kind of crazy shit is that? Like, I'm surprised he didn't start World War III by accidentally alerting someone that there was an atomic bomb. I mean, geez. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. If you know me, you know I'm a huge fan of the Mission Impossible franchise. Ethan Hunt and what Tom Cruise has done with it. The storyline, I'm super excited. I have a feeling these might be the last two Mission Impossibles, at least with Tom Cruise in them. But we'll see. We will see. This stunts just get crazier and crazier. I'll probably see this next one on the list, Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Beast Wars was like one of my favorite Transformers cartoons growing up, so I'll definitely see that. I do want to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. You know, James Gunn is taking over at DC, so we might not get any more like of his version of the Guardians of the Galaxies, but you know what, that's fine. That's freaking fine. Like, he did a really successful run. I want to see it. Like, hands down. Aquaman and Lost Kingdom. I'm down for that. The Marvels. Not too excited about that, but I will go see that just for the sake of having seen everything in the Marvel movies. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Loved the trailer for it. Thought it was fantastic. Obviously, time travel is going to be a part of the plot, and that's great. The Flash, I don't know if I want to see that. I don't know if I want to see Ezra Miller as the Flash anymore. But we will see. I mean, you know, Jess doesn't really like the Marvel movies. She's more of a DC gal. So, but that's fine with me. DC was my first love as a kid, Superman and all that. But we'll see. I'll probably end up seeing it.
Kraven the Hunter, I'll see. The new Spider-Man, I'll see. Fast 10, nope. Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Again, I loved Black Adam. I loved Shazam. I'll probably enjoy this one. Dune Part 2, definitely going to go see that. I just finished the novel. And that was fantastic. I really like that. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Of course, I'm going to see this. Ant-Man is probably one of my favorites, and I have a feeling Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania is going to lead more into the Fantastic Four than they're letting on. So that's going to be really interesting to see. Not too sure about Wonder Woman 3, because I think it's been canceled. I'll go see Blue Beetle. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. When that comes out, I might have to get an interview with some people that I know that worked on it. That will be very cool, because they have so many cool stories. He's in some cool things coming up. So we'll see. John Wick Chapter 4, definitely going to see. Don't know about Wonka. I'll have to see a preview for it. Do we really need Final Destination 6? Don't know. Knock at the Cabin, I'll see. Don't know about the Hunger Games preview. Kind of interested in 65. Loved that preview. Definitely will probably check that out. Super Mario Brothers movie, I'll go see. Keeping going down. I don't see anything else. Coming out so far. Oh, Chicken Run 2. I'll definitely go see that. The Meg 2, did we really need it? Yeah, this list just has stuff that's not really coming out now. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I want to see as of right now. And I want to hear what, if you're on the Anchor app, you can message in at any time. I want to hear what your thoughts are on those movies coming out. Yeah, so one of the movies I really enjoyed this year was definitely Bullet Train. Fantastic film, Japanese, adapted from Japanese, and it's fun. It's like a Tarantino movie, and it's just a lot of really good fun. So much so that I got the audiobook on Audible that I'm gonna give it a listen to. I finished Dune finally. It took me a long time to get through Dune, almost 20 hours. And what's amazing is I can get through the J.K. Rowling mystery novels faster than I got through Dune, and some of them are the same length as Dune. So, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Dune raised a lot of questions, for me, and maybe I'll do an entire episode dedicated to Dune as we get closer to the movies, like the history of Dune and stuff like that. And talk a little bit about David Lynch. Another movie I enjoyed this year definitely was The Fablemans. Steven Spielberg's semi-autobiographical, not an autobiography film. It really is his life. If you know anything about the life of Steven Spielberg, you know that definitely is his life. And he did kind of portray it kind of close to what it was. It is a great movie. It definitely deserved the win that he got for it, and Everything Everywhere All at Once did. Although I kind of feel like Aziz Ansari's did when he did his stand-up bit about how, you know, Asian people had, like, you know, the life of Pi or whatever. You know, I just thought it was a great movie with a bunch of Asian American actors in it. Like, no agenda anywhere in there, but I thought it was great, you know. And they deserved the wins that they got. It was very well put together. So anyway, thanks for tuning into the show this week. And hopefully there will be more as, time goes on. Thank you for listening to the Andrew Anderson Show. You can follow me on on Twitter at Andrew P. Anderson. You can follow me on Instagram, proofoffire_89. You can find me on YouTube. All sorts of wild things there. You know, and wherever podcasts are, if you're listening to me on Anchor, that's great. If you're listening to me on Apple, Spotify, anything like that, I think it's a great thing. And make sure to like and subscribe and all that for new episodes. Like, I want to be here with you. I want to talk to you guys about things and stuff like that. So, you know, I'll work on getting more guests. I'll be a guest on more podcasts. You know, I do contribute every once in a while to Pop Culture Minefield with Jerry Cassell. And yeah, so just make sure you do all that stuff.
You're listening to The Andrew Anderson Show, your weekly movie news and reviews.